Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 268. This is motherfucking Jorge.
This is
and Jesus, fucking Christ. We got a banger of a special guest tonight.
Jesus fucking Christ. Give it up for Jesus Christ.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Hello. You have aroused the three snakes.
Snakes, dude. We've got fucking Jesse from the Say You Love Satan podcast. What up, homie?
Hey, what's going on, man? I appreciate that. Thank you very much. That's my podcast voice. I just did it for you for the first time.
There it is.
Damn. Everyone has exactly a podcast like my voice but me.
So anybody who listens to our show has probably taken a listen to the Say You Love Satan podcast. These guys have been doing it, I think, almost as long as we have. Maybe a tiny bit shorter, but also killing it on the regular.
Almost as long, but maybe a tiny bit shorter.
Oh, yeah, just a little bit shorter.
That's just the tiniest flex. At least we've been doing it longer.
I remember, I think me and Chris met initially on Instagram, of all fucking things. We just, you know, actually met a lot of cool fucking people on Instagram. I can't complain about it. And we started bullshitting back and forth. And I think he started listening when we did, like, our Toxic Avenger episode, like, way back when. And I started listening to you guys, like, when you were doing, like, episode 40, I think. Like, it was really early on.
The rough days.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I can't even go back and listen to any of our episodes, like, before 100. I just think they're fucking terrible. And we've only done 135 episodes.
Do you think it's super, like, it just, why would people go back and listen to your old episodes? Like, we have people that tell us they're going through, like, for their third and fourth playthrough, and I'm just like, why? Why? I don't even want to listen to us talk now.
I wanted to take, like, the first, like, 25 to 50 episodes, like, off for just people not to be able to listen to, because I feel like if you listen to the first episode with not your expectation of the podcast, you're never going to listen to it again.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everybody goes back and listens to all of our old episodes, too. So, I mean, it's cool, but also embarrassing, because, I mean, it is embarrassing to listen to it for me personally.
Now I know why that other show put theirs behind a paywall.
Yeah, right. That other show.
I don't. That's another thing, dude. I don't want to be one of those fucking people that I don't know. I smell my own farts, but like to a certain degree, you know.
Yeah. I am very fond of my own brand.
I am immersed in my filth.
In your own constantly. Filth. Yeah. Well, you shit up to your elbow.
That's right. Well, that's what. Yeah, that's right. That's
but true. if any of you guys out there in our audience,
he turned into Kim Jong fucking. Yeah,
that's racist, buddy.
And I'm the one that devolves.
Don't
when I'm
happen
high.
To know what Say You Love Satan's bit is. They focus mostly on 80s horror films, and it's a little bit less our show and more actually organized and edited
actually
well.
Funny.
And probably more funny, I think.
Damn.
I don't know. We definitely have a structure to our show, and that's mostly because my wife Steph is like the main
my
host
wife.
Of the
my
show,
wife.
So she's very good at that. I'm just there to put like the penis and poop jokes in there, you know.
That's what I'm here
I'm
for.
Here to put the yeah, penis. There's that's, a, you gotta that's, have you gotta have the penis have. And poop guy. Yeah, you gotta have them.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, man, it's great to have you on, and we'll be talking about a film.
Yeah, an 80s.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about a film, man.
We definitely did not pander to Jesse with this film.
No, not at all. Hey, Matt.
Yeah,
you got dude. Watched anything this last week, buddy?
I did, and I totally didn't write it down, so I'm going to go off the top of my head. I watched The Wrestler, which is fucking great. I'm not going to bore you guys with how much I love that movie.
But motherfucking Darren Aronofsky, dude.
I totally love that movie. I watched Night of the Demons.
Night of the Demons.
Yeah. Yeah, I just needed some demons and some D cups, and, you know, that seemed like a good choice.
What was that, 88? Like,
88.
They made like three of those movies, believe it or not.
Oh yeah. That's one of those movies that I always remember from the video store. You know, the demon that had that skull shaped sucker.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's one of the ones.
The beginning of that movie is like fucking awesome. The score is awesome, but then also like the kind of like the cartoon intro they do is really fucking badass.
Hell yeah!
And it's got Linnea Quigley in it, so
Oh yeah, you guys got a huge boner for the Quigs, right?
Drawing all over her boobies.
Oh yeah, dude, my dick is rock hard for the Quigs.
It's like
at all times.
The Quigley Down Under, those Tom Selleck movies. I love that. I see him and I'm just like, oh fuck. You know what I mean? I see that mustache. I put on Magnum PI. I think about how he could have been Indiana Jones if the scheduling worked out
No, dude. He was too busy making Runaway with Gene Simmons, dude. That fucking movie's the best. I fucking love Runaway, dude. With the little spiders, the fucking six-legged spider things that just have like a needle sticking out of them.
It sounds like something I need to see.
How much cooler would Indiana Jones have been with a mustache?
He would have had too much like commingling pussy juice in that thing, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This would have been ripe.
And the chick was going to be the lady from Blade Runner who went fucking nuts later. Finkel is Einhorn. What's her name?
Yeah.
That lady.
That lady.
You know who I'm talking about.
Jesse probably knows her name.
That lady.
She wanted to be Catwoman and she went on Letterman all the fucking time and acted like a crazy person.
Hold on. Are you talking about the chick from The Last Crusade? The blonde chick that Indiana Jones bangs?
And I'm talking about the one that ended up being Marion in Raiders of the Lost Ark was originally going to be Sean Young. That's who.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. Raiders of the Lost Ark is not my favorite Indiana Jones movie.
Yo.
They're breaking rules. Bro.
Okay, you like clapping. Temple of Doom? Which one is yours, Matt? You've never even seen one, you fuck.
He's clapping. He just likes us being pissed about this.
No, Matt just keeps
clapping. I do, yes. I'm very fond of what's going on here.
He likes the one with the monkey brains and the hearts being ripped out, right?
I don't know. Which one's the first one?
Actually,
motherfucking Lost Ark.
Okay, that's the only one I've seen.
Wait, what were you gonna say, Jeff?
What? We should do Temple of Doom for the show.
Hold on a second.
Temple of the Doom. No.
Temple of the Doom.
Temple of the Doom.
I'm going hungry.
you know what it is, dude? I'm going to be honest about it. I like Last Crusade the best because my dad bought it for me for $5 at Burger King when it came out, and that was the first one I saw.
I mean, that's a good Last Crusade, fucking great.
I love the actual
movies at Burger King.
Yeah, dude.
They sold those weird like BK Kids Club VHS, but they
They had like the BK Kids Club fucking like Ninja Turtle movies. Yeah, and then they sold like legit for what I don't know why they did like a Indiana Jones like you could buy either of them. And my dad was just hard to see the new fucking Indiana Jones, I guess, so he brought it home to me, and then I was hard with my dad.
I think your dad might have bought a bootleg.
Don't take this quote out of context. I was hard with my dad.
Whoa. Oh, dude, my dad took me to see Bram Stoker's Dracula when it came out in theaters. He knew what he was doing. He knew little Jesse couldn't contain himself with the fucking Winona Ryder and Lucy getting all bloody.
Dude, Dracula 2000 for me.
What was that
singer chick, Vitamin C? She got her boobs out in that.
She did get her boobs out in that.
And that was Linkin Park's big break.
Dude, I haven't thought about Vitamin C since like 2001. Yeah. And I just got a little chub just hearing her name again. Just like
you're
put a little
welcome.
Blood in there.
Just half mass.
Welcome. Yeah. You're welcome for Prayer of the Roller Boys too.
I haven't been able to fucking watch yet. It's not available anywhere to watch. I gotta seek out a VHS tape.
Well, actually, you know what? We'll take the one that Red hasn't seen, the DVD, and then we'll mail it out to you because he's never gonna watch it.
Yeah, I could mail my copy to you. You could watch it and send it back.
This is why the world's in chaos because people are just ignorant, Red. And like, you know, if there was no ignorance in the world, people would be watching fucking Prayer of the Roller Boys and all this shit. And you know appreciating
what?
Beyond.
You know what? You know what, dude? You would be shocked at the movies Matt doesn't like over here, okay?
No, I don't know who you're talking to.
He listens. He listens.
Okay. You know that this... Okay, are you fond...
He's probably more familiar with the movies I don't like than you are.
Okay.
Yeah. No. I always tend to disagree with you guys, each of you maybe about 30% of the time. But every
that's about right. There's
anytime I tend to disagree with one of you, it's not like I disagree with you. It's like I usually just want to rip your fucking head off because I'm so angry about it.
Right.
Like when you guys did the Ravenous episode, I wanted to scream. I was gonna fly a plane over there and I was just gonna fucking decapitate every single one of you.
See, I wasn't here. Hey, Jesse,
I think we're losing Jesse. What was that?
I didn't hear any of that. I wasn't here for that movie. I fucking love Ravenous and I've argued with at least one of you about it before.
I'm the only one who hates it.
It's a fucking great movie.
No, I hated it too.
It's hilarious.
Oh, thank you. High five.
I guess, see. Isn't it weird that they apparently don't know it's like a dark comedy? Like,
oh no, we get that it's a dark comedy, but it's bad.
Oh, it's bad. What's bad about it?
Everything.
Oh, see that. Okay. See what I mean? See what he just did? That's.
And so
you see what it, no, it's not competent.
You see what he did? He just said the whole thing
is
bad.
It's all bad.
So obviously, he doesn't understand what he's talking about.
He can't like bring up one thing that's bad.
We did a whole episode on what's bad
about it.
Yeah, I don't want to listen to the episode.
Okay,
what's bad about it?
Everything.
Those are all the bad things.
Yeah, see, that's not going to work.
Okay,
that's not going to work.
Yeah.
We don't have to. You know, listen. You don't have to revisit the trauma. Okay, I just was throwing it out there. That's
well, speaking. Okay,
no. So you're not able to rip their fucking heads off. See, I have to actually sit here.
All right, fucking kill him, Brett.
That's what I'm saying. He's everything. Well, and then he fucking does a mocking voice off. Like, that's fucking some, like, good comeback.
Yeah, he went SpongeBob right now.
Yeah, that's what you sound like. Fuck this guy.
What about the Beyond, though?
Oh, what about the Beyond?
Oh, okay, now it's a different subject.
The Beyond.
Yeah, clear your throat. Get all that cum out before
Let's hear it.
He's rolling in his fucking grave right now, Red.
All right, so... I understand that Fulci is well-respected within the horror community.
You see what he's doing right now? Is he's going to over-explain because we didn't explain enough.
He's going to mansplain.
With Ravenous. He's going to mansplain us.
That's right, because you guys don't understand. But I saw there was like on your thing on Instagram, Jesse, the other day, there was a scene from the movie you used where there's a painter, and he looks in the house, and the bitch with the weird eyes looks at him, and then... And he fucking goes, ooh, and falls off a ladder, and then blood comes out of his mouth like a fucking Saturday Night Live skit, and fucking he dies, and it's like, oh, I love this movie. If you don't like Fulci, you're not down with horror. And the movie is fucking laughable, dude.
So, Rhett, that was exactly, I'm glad you watched that specifically, because that was 100% passive-aggressively posted because of you.
Was it?
Oh yeah, dude. I just listened to the episode. I was like, this motherfucker is gonna come at me like this. Oh, that's it. Passive aggressive post. Bazinga. I almost tagged you in it.
You just said bazinga.
That's a bad show. That is all. Oh, passive aggressive. Yeah. Fuck that show.
That's the level high I'm on right now, though. Seriously.
Nice.
Okay, Jorge.
He's
sitting
it
out like
this.
He's Switzerland about this movie.
No. What I'm saying is. I think my indignant anger about The Beyond is equal to Ravenous. I don't like either of them for almost the same reasons.
That's fine. But listen, here's my whole thing. Like, I feel like Rhett, like, he has this, like, longing deep down inside that he wants to appreciate all levels of horror for different reasons.
Yeah.
He always tries to, like, articulate himself. And, Rhett, I actually love you, so I'm not, like, just picking on you for the fuck of it.
Oh, no, people disagree.
But then
it's
a good
thing.
I'm like, this articulate mind is gonna grasp onto something, and he's just like shitting on Fulci. The poor old man is just laying down there rotting, and he's just slapping his corpse.
That poor dead old white
bitch. He just kept pouring fucking lime on people, like, oh, look at the effects. Like, what the fuck, dude?
No, 100%. You're 100%. And I'm sorry, I'm talking a lot, but like, I have to just.
No. You're feeling dead air. This is good.
Yeah,
I feel like Rhett would appreciate it if he went back and like watched some other Lucio Fulci films and then maybe got a better understanding of like his thing, because Lucio Fulci is like one of these directors that like a lot of his stuff is like a fever dream, and the reason it's a fever dream is because I don't really feel like Lucio Fulci was necessarily 100% a great storyteller, but I feel like his cinematography and the way he framed things and the absurdity of it all is what makes it like what makes his movies just really great. Because when you watch a movie like Zombie, for instance, it's like it's not really like a great zombie story, but like it's actually filmed in a very like nice. It's framed perfectly. They're using actual film. It's not like back like now you could use video and anything could look fucking however it looks. Everything just looks really, really, really great with his movies. So if you go back and watch like House by the Cemetery, you're going to notice a lot of the same things. Like these special effects look like fucking garbage because it looks like some dude has a bunch of clay on his face, you know? That's the bullshit. And that's the thing. That's the thing with like Italian directors. Like they came from like a lot of these directors came from like the spaghetti Western movies where like they, you know, Westerns became really big and they're like, oh, I'm going to make all these spaghetti Westerns to fucking just cash in on it. And that's where Lucio Fulci came in. And he made like a really great spaghetti Western called Massacre Time, which like if you want to go back and like just start to see like before he went down the horror path, some of the movies he made, that's actually like legit a really great movie.
Well, yeah, and Sergio Leone and Fellini both used fucking lime on people all the time, too. You know what I mean?
Well, and I guess to be, I guess also to be fair to Fulci is that we have been told, you and I, Rhett, that the Beyond is not a good
entry point.
It's not a good entry point for Fulci.
No, by all means, Jesse, I do intend to. I like getting into, you know, it's like a band's discography. So, yeah, I do want to watch Zombie and his other films and.
But, like, there's so many other, like, great Italian horror directors. Like, there's D'Amato, there's Bava, there's Lenzi,
now,
there's Mattei.
Now, Argento, now Bava and Argento, both, we've seen films from those, both of those guys, and yeah. I loved both of those movies.
I thought you didn't like Bava.
No, I was into Bava.
Okay.
Were you?
Yeah.
Can't remember the name of it.
I
just got more baked. Bay of Blood, there you go.
Argento is his... Argento, up until a point, was a great filmmaker. Then he just fucking, I don't know what happened. Maybe he had a stroke or something. He lost his touch.
I saw a part of a movie he did, a more recent one, where a guy, like, turns into a praying mantis, like, and fucking eats a dude.
That's hella tight.
I'm into that.
It was super fucking tight, but it looked super fake, but it was still like, okay.
Dude, he did a movie with fucking Adrian Brody, and Adrian Brody has... All right, already, Adrian Brody already looks like a bird. Like, you don't need to make him look like a bird anymore by putting a prosthetic nose on him. Yeah. A prosthetic nose on Adrian Brody. I think the movie's called Giallo. I think he just smelled his own farts to the extreme on that one.
Did we watch that?
It happens to the best of us.
It's like a... Adrian Brody with a nose prosthetic? We would have picked up on
there's
that.
There's so much shit to watch, dude. Well, there's a never-ending fucking well of shit to watch, which is a good thing.
It sure is.
Well, that's the crazy thing about Jesse's show is that they're kind of stuck. Well, let me back that up. Well, not stuck, but they chose a decade, the 80s. How are you guys still doing episodes on fucking movies?
Because the Hadron Collider keeps pumping out movies that are from alternate universes.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude. Rhett has 100% fucking nailed that shit because I've been like looking for like weird horror movies since I was probably like 20, and then I have friends that were looking for weird horror movies since they were 20. So like between like all of us, I think I've always fucking seen everything. And then every fucking year, dude, there's like 20 more movies that come out, especially now because everything's being digitized and shit.
Right.
You just keep, and now like Amazon Prime especially, like, you know, you had to like actually find VHS tapes of these things or find people that made DVDs of these things. But now with the fucking internet and fucking YouTube and shit, people uploading God knows fucking what and people then restoring it and everything. And it's just crazy. Like I never heard of Prayer for the Roller Boys. And that was a fucking gift from the gods.
I think that's on.
It's mana from the gods.
Well, speaking of which, like a physical copy of that shit, I was looking that up, Matt. You know how much that goes for on eBay?
Yeah, like $100.
What the?
Yeah, what is that? When you say physical copy, what do you mean?
A DVD. I have a DVD. If you want to buy the DVD,
a fucking DVD for that much money?
Yeah.
No. Okay, but I bought this. I bought this when it was like $5 in a Walmart bin or something. Like I got this back in the day.
It's fucking like $70 or $80 what I was seeing it for on eBay.
That was like going to the discount. It's like going to the discount bin, and there's like fucking caviar just like fucking sitting there. Like why has no one bought this? Fucking delicious caviar.
What time does, for sure. It's fucking... what time does, dude?
Time is a flat circle, dude.
Time is a strange friend and a...
Death
and
is but a
hard
door.
Dick.
What? Time is but a window.
Oh, okay. That's better.
That is better. Go. Oh, my God. We're circling back to... Rhett, what have you seen in the last
Wait,
week?
Bitch. I also watched...
You're not done yet?
Fuck. I said two things, and then we went off on some fucking tangent all through the woods. Got hella lost.
Hell, motherfucking yeah.
Damn.
See, Jesse, this structure was intentional right now. It's like just supposed to seem like it has no structure. That's our thing.
No, there's structure. Yeah. There's structure.
But I also watched Stay Tuned.
Okay.
The 90s movie with John Ritter. I actually saw that movie in theaters.
So did I. I saw it at Third Avenue over here.
That movie could totally be a horror movie.
Oh, dude, I was looking at a picture of Rhett the other day, and I was like, Rhett is John Ritter if he shaved his head. And I don't know why I was thinking that. I was super high.
That is not what...
That is not the business.
I thought you said you loved me, man.
That is not the business.
And then I thought, I was like, Matt is Kid Rock if Kid Rock was in Point Break, the movie.
Jesus Christ.
Uh-oh.
He just came on this show and just decided to rip us to shreds, dude.
what's Jorge got?
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm inebriated. It's a truth nest here, right?
This is 7 years of built up for him. He's like, oh, I've been waiting. waiting.
Yeah, it's just too bad Chris isn't here, man. I'm sure he'd be fucking like jizzing his own dick right now.
We'll do it again.
Yeah, we will. Okay, are you done?
Yeah.
Can we move on from you?
I also watch Mutant Blast, but yeah.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
Mutant Blast is a good companion piece with tonight's film, in my opinion.
Riggedy Rhett?
Yes.
Have you watched The Room in the last week?
No. No, we didn't.
I watched Twin Peaks. I watched Firewalk with Me.
He's right. By the way.
He's right.
Firewalk with Me is fucking great. It is not only great, but if... Look at your fucking face, dude.
It's like a tomato.
Fuck's face over here.
It's like a tomato.
It's not even... The thing is, it's not even that you watched Twin Peaks. It's that Matt's like, and I watched Twin Peaks, and I watched Firewalk with Me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a bit. It's a thing. But it's going to be over soon, because there's only so many fucking episodes of this thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, isn't Firewalk with Me, like, the end of it?
Firewalk with Me is fucking great.
Firewalk with Me? Thank you, man. And it is. Firewalk with Me is a prequel, actually.
Yeah, he made it. Actually, Rhett directed it.
Yeah,
that's why he's saying thank you.
Oh, yeah,
I thought Rhett's dick directed it as well.
Exactly. Oh. Yeah, man. If I actually directed something, like, it would rip a hole in space-time.
Rhett's dick is actually David Lynch.
That looks the same. It's all
by the way, David Lynch is giving daily weather updates, and it's him. He looks out the window, and he goes, all this will burn away by mid-afternoon, and then golden sunshine.
Now, Rhett, if you direct a movie, people would have to think about it, like, way too hard, and their heads would just explode like scanners.
But see, look at him. Look at him name dropping this good stuff. But see, Matt was asking us if he should watch Primer. I would like, and like, Jorge loves the movie. I like the movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it. Have you seen the
Primer?
Movie? Yeah.
Isn't that the thing with like the storage facility?
No, don't do it. Don't
like
do it.
That?
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. He hasn't seen it yet.
Time travel.
Don't do it.
What do you? It's in the fucking.
I told him not to read anything about it and just watch it.
I didn't know anything. I don't.
He didn't even know there was people in it.
I know there's time travel now.
God damn it.
There's people in it.
Next time, don't let me fucking just lead people into a fucking goddamn minefield, bro.
Damn you know it. What?
No, Rhett would find them.
Back to the Future is also about time travel, okay? I don't want you to... I don't
yeah,
want to...
Yeah,
no
but the moment when you find out that Primer's about fucking time travel, that's like one of the coolest moments of the movie.
It's a
what
fucking...
the fuck would you ask me if I saw it if I fuck if you didn't...
No, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about this Dilsenberg.
He's being fucking... He's being arbitrary as fuck. Like, Primer is it's a well-known, that's like fucking Batman is about fucking
fuck,
Batman.
Man.
Like, dude,
no idea Primer was about
that's
time
what
travel.
I was
he said he read about it and it sounds super interesting.
No, I said,
okay.
I heard about Upstream Color.
Okay, and what's that about?
I don't know. I don't remember because I smoked a bunch of weed.
So he won't remember it anyway. Don't worry about it.
Well, when it's like it's about time travel, it's like, oh, okay, it's about time travel. Upstream Color is one of those more. It's a poignant tale of blah blah blah. You know.
But did you hear about Uptown Funk?
I
yeah,
did.
That's right.
It's going to give it to you.
Did you hear about
it's
Uptown
it
Girl?
You? It's going to something to you.
X going to give it to you.
Yeah. Uptown Funk is going to
Uptown Funk
it to
versus
you.
Uptown Girl.
All right,
Uptown
let me
Girl.
Just address something real fucking quick
easily.
Here because. I've been playing Last of Us 2, and I heard you guys saying some stuff about that on the...
Reminds me, dude. I think I got spoiled on the end, and I'm super pissed.
So, yeah. Well, so, pause for one sec.
I'm pausing.
Okay, pause.
Pause. How far are you through the game, Jesse?
I am... I think my last save was 26 hours, so I think I'm like... I got like maybe 5% more of the game to go.
You are definitely past me.
So, I mean, what beyond what we talked about last episode, what do you want to talk about on that?
I feel like, well, I mean, and some of you dudes mentioned it when you were talking about it. I feel like it's the bullshit neckbeard echo chamber of the internet. Most of that negative bullshit is 100% fucking neckbeards. The story is actually fucking great. The character development is fucking amazing. The different story arcs they do are fucking awesome. The game is really cool in the fact that it starts you off and you think like, oh, I'm just playing the first game, Last of Us, and you're like cool with that for a little bit. And then you get to a point in the game where you're like, are they going to do anything different? And that's when they start fucking doing like switching things up like just enough to where you're like, oh, this is fucking awesome. And when I went back and played the remastered version before I played this one, played it all the way through, and just seeing like, I mean, the graphic difference is insane. And not only that, and just to touch on what Redhead said, like, when you're judging a good video game, it's like it's not really so much about the acting. It's more about, like, is the graphics good? Is the gameplay good? And that's 100% false with this, because they managed to do a lot of, like, facial capture stuff with this where the actors are actually emoting, and you can actually pick that up in a significant way when you're playing. And it's a fucking depressing ass game to play. It was not the time to release this game.
Yeah.
I guess it was and it wasn't, because, you know, it's a great escape, but it's like you're escaping absolute fucking hell
going into hell.
And I can't even tell you, I just think so much of this fucking game, dude, and I can't wait for people to play the whole game through. It's fucking it's probably the best game I've ever fucking played, dude.
Wow.
There you go. That sounds great.
What about up to what you played, Matt? How are you feeling about it?
I get a little bored with all the explory stuff, and I'm somebody that has to explore like everything.
But that's more to your gameplay style, yeah, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm loving the story. There's definitely moments that have really kind of grab me by the cojones, you know?
Yeah, dude, seriously, I'm not like a crier, dude. And I was like fucking like on the verge of tears sometimes. And I'm like, who the fuck am I becoming?
Dude, so.
Who am I?
Okay.
What?
I'm going to make this as mild spoilery as I can.
Mildly spicy.
So, Jesse, you remember that part in Seattle with the horse?
Oh, yeah.
So
when they fucked that horse, yeah.
Actually, wasn't that where the movie Zoo took place? Was in Seattle, where the guy who died from fucking a horse.
In a storm, dude, you got to fuck a horse. You got to fuck a horse.
That's right.
You got to fuck the sheep.
When the chips are down, fuck the horse.
You know what they say?
When the chips are down, fuck.
You know what they say in poker? A chip and a chair. You got to do whatever you can.
I thought pigs have the most like DNA as humans.
Their anatomy's close.
The vaginas. Yeah.
That's right.
That's okay. Why they'd be giving us pig valves, dude.
I was just going to go for that ass, not the vagina.
Pig valves and pig pussy. It's like the same thing.
That's the next medical breakthrough. Fucking transplanting pig pussies.
They're gonna put them into those pocket pussies just to make them more lifelike.
There would just be all these dudes eating pussy out of nowhere because they said it tastes like bacon. That's what
they would flavor it. They would flavor it for sure.
I think collectively we just wrote like several pages worth of jokes right there. Like, you know, if we wanted to mine that, that's pretty good.
That scene with the horse gutted me, and I got off the horse right before it happened and then got back on and
you'll get to a point in the game for sure where you're like, this game's got to do something different. And then right when you fucking think you got it, it's just like flips it a little bit.
He got off the horse and then he got back on the horse, so obviously the horse is still alive.
There's a lot of great moments. Jorge, you said it on the last episode, like there's points in the game where like it's not like just cutscenes; it's cutscenes that you can play. They do fucking so many. There's so many great like cutscenes that you could play in this game that are fucking just so cool, dude.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, I mean, I am a little bit behind. I've been surprised playing Metroidvanias for the past 10 fucking years of my life, but yeah, I'll get to The Last of Us 2. I promise.
Tight.
Anything else wrong with that.
Anything else you've watched?
Yeah, I watched a good film from 1985 called Rocky IV.
Hell fucking yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you know, like Philadelphia, the Liberty Bell.
Yeah,
like Italian I told Stallion. I'm into it.
Italian steak. Style.
Italian style.
Is that all fucking people outside of Philadelphia think of is immediately fucking cheesesteaks? That is fucking so lame, dude.
No, I know that you're sports fans.
I want to say no.
Hey, whoa.
Are we going to talk about sports right now?
You're a San Diego sports
fan. I'm going to head out.
The actual Philadelphia sports fans in Philadelphia, complete dick.
Dude, I am so opposite of a sports fan. I couldn't tell you fucking dick all about any sport.
The only thing we care about in this table is fucking hockey, and I'm a big Flyers fan. So,
well, that's okay. That's okay because my wife's a Flyers fan. So,
hockey.
Yeah, you can both be wrong.
Yeah, he likes hockey because Kevin Smith likes hockey. So
that's true,
that means
dude.
He has to like it. He got into it when he saw Clerks.
I like hockey because my wife likes hockey, and my wife sucks my penis.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Oh. Which does that mean you're a Flyers fan too?
way to go, normalizing Jorge's shit over here, man. No, but we all find out about something from somewhere, right? But what else? Rocky IV.
What? Don't fucking look at me like he's doing the thing again. Hey. Okay, Rocky IV, Matt, you haven't seen any of the Rockies.
No, I don't think
you haven't seen a single Rocky movie?
No.
Are you fucking retarded,
skip
buddy?
Right to Rocky IV for you, because it is the one you will appreciate the
Jesus
most.
Jesus Christ.
Really?
All right, listen, Matt, I'm going to one-up you right there. I've never seen the first Rocky, and I'm from Philadelphia. So
yeah, there you go.
See, at least... That kind of makes sense, though, because you're from Philadelphia, so you're like, ah, fuck that movie. You know what I mean?
Dude,
like,
every fucking douchebag goes up to the fucking... Because Philadelphia has so little, so, like, they have to worship a fucking statue of fucking Sylvester Stallone on stairs. Like, it's great. It's like... fucking stupid. I don't know. Dude, there's so many fucking better places in Philly you could go.
Speaking of that, there was a time when they were trying to have people sign a petition.
There was a time
when, yeah,
when I was so broken hearted. Love wasn't much.
You're on your own, dude.
Of a friend of mine.
That's it. That's all I got.
Okay. The tables have turned. Yes! In Detroit, they were talking about making a statue of RoboCop.
As they should.
As they fucking should. Would you be for that, Jesse? Would you be for a statue?
Are you fucking kidding me? All right, bros. I just fucking rewatched Total Recall.
Yeah!
And I'm going to tell you right now, that movie...
The Colin Farrell one?
No.
Don't even... Oh.
I never fucking saw that one. Is that one, like, any good?
It's no, bad. I don't it's think bad.
That, oh, you actually watched it?
It's bad, too, because it's like, it could be worse. So it's just like... So it's like, you're not even bad enough to be memorable. Like, fucking, you're a pointless, yeah, total pointless film.
That is
film.
The worst, when it's not bad enough to just be pissed off. You're like, well, you're passable.
So the RoboCop remake was not good. At all. Like, it had...
That shit's a mistake.
It had one good scene, in my opinion.
Mm.
The...
Yeah, no, I didn't like the remake whatsoever.
The Total Recall thing is infinitely worse. Like, by leagues.
Yeah.
That movie is just... The original is just... it's like one of my beloved childhood movies, and every time I watch it, it's just like fucking chicken soup, man.
That's delicious. So weird that we all watched that as kids.
It's fucking great.
We watched RoboCop.
The 80s.
Or not RoboCop.
Yeah, Total we Recall. Did. We watched.
Yeah, we
I watched
did.
Total Recall. I watched Big Trouble in Little China, which is infinitely better.
I don't understand.
No, don't even start.
I don't understand how not. You were like, yeah, I watched Total Recall, totally in, and then RoboCop. You're like,
I like Total Recall.
I don't like my allegories that.
Well,
hilarious.
You know, I could sum it up in one thing.
You know what's funnier is fucking
three titted women.
Hmm. At one point, when they were writing the script for Total Recall, the original, that is. David Cronenberg had done like a huge rewrite on it. So the reason all the mutants are in the movie, Total Recall, is because, and Quado and all that shit, is because that's David Cronenberg's like input to that movie.
Jesse,
you are
a saint.
So that's actually pretty fucking cool.
These motherfuckers trashed Dead Ringers.
Really?
Yeah, they trashed Dead Ringers. I showed them fucking Dead Ringers. They fucking teamed up on me. They were trying to gang fuck me in here.
Well,
I had both their dicks in my mouth.
I get that, because some people don't like Lucio Fulci either. So it's like,
got him.
Got him. Yeah, definitely. Definitely the same. Cronenberg, Fulci, same stuff. You're right.
I mean, but you're dealing with icons, bro.
Yeah.
What's funny is I'm like both. I'm like, haha, got him on Fulci.
One makes incoherent garbage movies, and the other one is Lucio Fulci.
Ah. All right, are you done?
I saw Ghostbusters at the drive-in.
Hell, motherfucking yeah.
It was fucking...
That's fucking awesome.
It was great, dude. It was great. It was packed. You could hear, like... And the movie... God, that's a movie I watch it, and I know every line. And I'm like, fuck, I've watched this movie. Like, I try to make, like, a top 10 favorite list, and there's movies I don't even think about putting on there. But then when I'm watching them, I'm like, well, yeah, you've seen this 100 times.
Yeah.
Would you ever be able to do that?
What?
To make a decisive.
I've tried
top 10.
Jorge knows I'm a list guy. I've tried. I could almost do it off the top of my head right now. But I'd be. That's what I'm saying. I'd be. It's not honest. I'm excluding movies that should be on there.
Yeah.
Like fucking like Back to the Future and Ghostbusters. I've seen about 100 times each by now. I mean, literally, probably no exaggeration.
I'm about there on those two.
Yeah. It's just like, and when I'm watching it, I'm like, I don't want to like pull it out and watch. Like, I don't.
That's what she says. Hey,
shut up.
Yeah, he does want to pull it out.
No, but it was.
It was a drive-in after all.
It is one of the highlights to me of this thing that like it brought back drive-ins, and now they're playing older films. And the movie they were playing after it was Groundhog Day.
Oh, nice. That's brilliant.
Yeah, but I had just, which was weird because I had just watched that with.
How many? How many drive-ins do you guys have around that area?
Two.
Do we have two? Right,
no, three. We got Santee, we got South Bay, and Imperial Beach.
I mean, that's pretty. That's South pretty Bay fucking cool. All things considered.
National City, I mean.
There's a National City drive-in?
National City's no longer there.
It doesn't exist
anymore?
Just a
swap no, meet. It's just a swap
Oh, okay. Well, then yeah. South Bay and Santee.
Santee. Yeah.
So you have two. Like in the in how far of a distance are we talking here? What
20
is that?
20 minutes.
Well, they're okay. No, they're probably like 20, 30 miles apart.
Okay. That's impressive, though, dude. I mean, I think that's impressive. Like, considering the way fucking movies theaters are going nowadays, it's cool because I feel like there are a lot of, like, drive-ins coming back as a far – and the drive-in's such a fucking cool experience, man. It really is. Like, it pisses me off that I wasn't, like, able to experience, like, drive-ins as a kid because they were very prevalent, especially around, like, you know, Pennsylvania and New Jersey. And now they're starting to make a comeback. And we go to one around here called Mahoning. And it's still, like, for us to get out there, it's like,
oh, yeah, Mahoney. I know Mahoney, dude.
Oh, so stupid.
Wait, but you guys are only like an hour and a half drive from the Troma Film Fest that's coming up. Tromathon, I think.
Really?
Yeah. It's like the first weekend of August. It's 2 days and they're showing like Mutant Blast and the Slashing 2. And
if you say Father's Day, I'm flying out.
They might be.
Where's that at, Matt?
I'll have to let you know, but it's like an hour and a half outside of Philly because I looked for
flights.
Oh,
you know what? I actually think that's at Mahoning Drive-In. I think it may be, actually.
Yeah, it is a drive-in. So
yeah, okay. So yeah, it's Mahoning then. It's Mahoning. Yeah, I actually bought tickets. They're doing a fucking double feature of Goonies and Explorers, so I got tickets for that.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And then,
I love
and then they got
those.
Like a they do like a schlock fest, so it's basically just a bunch of like, you know, Atomic Monster you know, rubber suit movies, and so they're doing a day where it's like King Kong versus Godzilla. Dude, that shit is my jam, dude. Yeah. I fucking love that movie.
Hey, wait. Are you for the version where who do you want to win? Which version do you prefer? I mean, this is a no-brainer for me. I'm sorry.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Wait, we've never talked about
King
this.
Kong versus Godzilla. My understanding is there's a Japanese version where Godzilla wins, and there's an American version where the fucking monkey fuck wins.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Here's how I do the Godzilla movies. It's by the dub, man, because the English dub is amazing compared to, you know, hearing the original audio, because it is so fucking awful. It makes the movie like that much more pleasurable to watch.
It's transcendent. It becomes.
I love seeing like an Asian dude sounding like the whitest fucking cornbread motherfucker on the face of the planet. It just makes it that much better for me.
It's fucking some Asian dude. Yeah, it's tight.
So, Rhett, am I to believe that you want Godzilla to win?
Yep.
Yeah, always.
Easily.
I respect.
He doesn't
your
have
opinion,
opposable thumbs,
but I'm
going to
tell you
serious.
Why you're wrong.
Because of opposable thumbs?
No, because I don't want to die by a giant lizard. But if there's giant monkeys, those monkeys might evolve into giant men, and I really
giant
see
men.
I really want to see.
He wants some attack on.
I really want to see.
I follow your logic, and I
around.
Agree. But we're having a separate conversation because semantically, I don't want. Well, I do want him to win, but now I don't because you convinced me.
Well,
okay. Who would win, though, is fucking Godzilla.
Oh, Godzilla would win.
Yeah.
The best King Kong movie, there's a movie called King Kong Escapes, and it's basically about, like, a mecha King Kong. That fucking movie is the best, dude. I'm just going to tell you right now. Anytime you take a kaiju and make it mechanical, it just makes it fucking that much better, dude. Like, Mecha Godzilla, Mecha Godzilla.
Pacific Rim 2, dude.
Oh.
Dude, Pacific Rim 1 is fucking awesome.
Robot jocks, dude.
Pacific Rim 2 is fucking
thank you
garbage.
For saying that. Thank you. Thank you.
Robot jocks is fucking awesome.
Robot jocks is awesome.
Oh my god. I went and saw that in the theater.
Holy shit. Don't even
even
fuck
as
with
a kid,
robot jocks,
even
dude.
As a kid
that
in like
fucking,
fifth grade, I knew it.
That
fucking
spider robot get
robot
fucked,
jocks?
You ain't never seen robot jocks?
I've never heard of robot jocks.
Brother, we have got to watch robot jocks because you will get fucked by a robot. In your dreams.
That's not something I'm looking forward to.
Rocky
IV.
What else?
It's full moon?
Dude, that Russian...
Yeah, it's full moon.
That Russian guy who comes out and goes, "Ah, oh, you will never win!" Dude,
when I was a kid, dude, I used to jerk off when I was a kid to Robot Jocks and Guyver, like, back to back.
Ooh,
that's
the Guyver!
Awesome
I sent
were.
These fucks a screenshot of the Guyver. We should do the Guyver.
Do you literally mean you used to jack off to Robot Jocks?
Yeah, actually,
because
just
I know
robot,
because
like,
oh, I was like because I know what scene where she's like beating his ass on the fucking on the climbing bars. I go,
his ass.
Me too, dude.
Yeah, same. Same, dude. Now, yeah, Guyver is fucking awesome. What's that new movie that dude's doing? Rhett, maybe you saw the trailer for it with Captain Goreman or some shit. It's like
I don't know if it's a Rhett question. That sounds like a Matt question.
It looks like the guy in it looks exactly like a Guyver creature. It looks fucking all weird and shit. Hold on,
I am unfamiliar with it, but it sounds potentially...
He's like, I'm familiar with it, but I'm also with it.
Did you see the Guyver, George?
Yeah, dude, I've fucking seen the
Did
Guyver.
Did you see the anime, too?
No.
The anime was fucking great.
Oh, wow.
He rips his fucking chest open, all the energy comes out, bro.
Chest open, dude.
It's called Psycho Goreman. Look that shit up.
Psycho Goreman.
It's a Jewish movie. Psycho Goreman.
It looks like fucking Guyver, dude. Look that. It looks so good.
Jesse.
Ooh, that looks cool as fuck.
Yo.
Anything of note that you've watched in the recent past that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, I guess me and Steph, we watched The Hunt. That movie was fucking stupid, dude.
Yeah, you didn't like it?
Nah, it was fucking stupid. I think it started off like cool with the kills and shit. I was like, all right, I can get behind this. And then once they started just telling me more of the story with Hillary Swank, I was just like, mentally, fuck this movie. You know, you get where the frog's at. That's all I wanted.
Where the
frog? I'd like to mentally fuck someone in that movie. That's for Ooh. Goddamn sure.
I would like to physically
and
fuck everyone in that movie.
Oh yeah, to go back
movie.
To that whole drive-in thing that we were talking about. So apparently Walmart's fucking like putting drive-ins in like 160 of their fucking parking lots.
Oh Get my god.
That's pretty. That's pretty tight.
It's fucking happening.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, look it up. I fucking saw the article and I was like, apparently some of it's like digital fucking, I don't even know what that means. It's, like, it's like a digital drive-in, so you go into the parking lot and sign into Walmart's fucking, I guess,
yeah,
like Wi-Fi and watch a movie.
It.
But then like
on
at,
your
at
phone?
100,
they're gonna modernize
I, yeah, on
it,
your
dude.
Mobile device. And then 160 of them are actually doing like full-blown like drive-in theaters, which I don't think that's a good fucking idea, but
well, I see. That's the thing. It makes me think that someone got word that this is going to stick around for quite a while. For them to
exactly,
make that,
dude. That's yeah. They're trying to fucking butt fuck mom and pop again.
Yeah,
out
for
of
them
all the monies
for them to make that kind of investment. For you know, it means this is a long term gig here.
Yeah,
you know?
Walmart knows. Yeah. Walmart fucking knows.
Well, honestly, I'm not even kidding. There's someone. Yeah. they're fucking yeah. They've got that's yeah. They have they. There are a lot of places.
What were you gonna say, Jesse?
Well, yeah, no, like they teamed up with a Tribeca Film Festival, so that's
Holy
pretty significant
shit.
As well. Yeah.
Walmart and Tribeca, it's like the fucking end of the world.
It is end of the world, dude. Fuck.
Do any of you guys play Fallout?
I do.
Cuz they're making cuz fucking Amazon Prime's making a TV show now. That did you see that?
Ew.
Yeah, I don't know how that's possible.
I mean, I've liked the Amazon shows that
Welcome to Hollywood ruining beloved franchises that you wish they would never touch.
I'm well versed.
Watchmen. I like the Watchmen show a lot, though, dude.
I've heard nothing. You know what? Honestly.
Oh, that was HBO. I'm fucking. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Well, nonetheless, neither Jorge or me have watched. I'm a big fucking Alan Moore guy. And
oh, let me tell you something right now, guys. Watch the Watchmen show. You will just jerk off the entire time.
I know I will. I know I'll have to fucking binge it. Like, I won't turn that shit off. And Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross do the music. And so,
dude, the soundtrack, I don't usually... I love soundtracks, but, like, you know, TV shows, their soundtracks are hit or miss. Like, the soundtrack for Watchmen,
yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm the kind of... I've already listened to the soundtrack, like, you know... For as atmosphere music.
Without watching the show?
Without watching the show.
Yeah,
like,
I've heard...
I fucking do that.
But. I have heard nothing but good things about that show. So that's one of my next things after Eureka I'm watching.
It also kind of goes back to Last of Us where it's like kind of depressing to watch that show because like...
The show
is pretty much what's going on now in the world. So you're just like, why the fuck am I watching this? Yeah, like, look how I'm doing to do this.
I've also heard that a lot of people are learning a lot of Black history based on that show that they never even knew about, which is really interesting to me. So
really?
You know, yeah, dude.
I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised because Americans are just very fucking stupid people overall.
If you don't like it here, then leave, dude. Oh, never mind. You can't leave, dude.
Hey, go back to... Oh, fuck. Yeah.
But like, I like my job, dude.
Oh, dude, then if you're a worker, you can stay, bro. As long as you're
essential.
How essential are you, dude?
I mean, I'm a pretty expendable motherfucker.
Unless you work at a gas station, I don't want to fucking hear it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's essential, right?
That's what I'm saying. They're the only essential.
Gas is essential. Yeah.
I need potato chips. I need a fucking burrito now.
I have continued to watch Eureka. I have continued to watch other garbage bullshit that nobody would be interested in. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to talk about a movie. Ah! Hey, Matthew.
Now you know how I felt about the Beyond.
Hey, Matthew.
Saw, dude.
Guess what?
We're back.
We're motherfucking back, homie.
Yeah, we are.
Dude, can you tell us about Patreon, dude?
I sure can. Patreon.com/WhoGoesTherePodcast is full of hella tight dudes and dudettes who like this show so much they want us to keep doing it. So they help us by donating money to us. In return, they get bonus content, exclusive episodes, exclusive merchandise, and access to the Patreon only Discord. And you too can be a hella cool dude or dudette by going to patreon.com/WhoGoesTherePodcast and doing that shit. That shit.
Do that shit.
Do that shit.
Do that.
Can we just do that for the rest of the show?
I thought one of y'all was going to say shoot that bitch, but.
Ooh, edit.
Punk that trick.
Punk that trick. Did you ever see Hustle and Flow, Jesse? Did you see that?
What's that?
He's off. I'm gonna head out. I'm fucking.
He's like, you know what? We're talking about Patreon. I'm gonna head out.
Yeah, they're doing a sales pitch. Fuck this. Okay. All right.
Oh shit. Well, the Who Goes There podcast watched a little film called Hell Comes to Frog Town. 1988's Hell Comes to Frog Town, directed by Donald G. Jackson, written by Donald G. Jackson and also Randall Frakis, or Frakes as the case may be, starring Julius LaFlore, RCB, whoever the fuck that is,
RCB.
Roddy Piper, motherfucking Roddy Piper, William Smith, Sondheil Bergman,
Will Smith is in this movie?
What?
Will Smith. Will Smith,
dude. It's like the opposite of Will Smith. If you put William Smith next to Will Smith, it's fucking hilarious. Dude. It's like the whitest guy you've ever seen.
It's a bunch of unknown motherfuckers other than Roddy Piper. So buckle up, y'all. Jesse, what'd you think of this movie?
Ooh, all right. First, I want to apologize for the first part because I feel like I was just talking way too much. But I'm a hatred-dominated strain of human. I'm like 60% hatred, 40% like people like me. But if people that like me, they usually love me, okay? And if you make friends with me, you know, if you become enemies with me once,
what's going on
you don't
here?
Make friends with me twice.
You elicit passionate responses. I get that.
No, dude. All right. So here's how I feel about this fucking movie. All right. This movie was a repeat on USA's Up All Night for me as a kid. The director's other movie is pretty fucking crazy that was also played with that movie. It's called Legend of the Rollerblade 7.
I looked that movie up, what? Dude. Apparently, this director has made like 4 Rollerblade Apocalypse movies.
Yeah. All you really need to worry about is the first one. Like, that's the only one that's worth watching. They used to play this and that all the time on USA Up All
Holy
Night.
Holy fuck, you're not kidding.
I'm convinced he's from an alternate future and he's trying to warn people about a possible rollerblading.
I don't know, dude. If this movie reminds me, it's like if Jim Henson hosted Burning Man. Like he would make this fucking movie.
that's a line.
It's like
right
it's like Battletoads versus Double Dragon, like the SNES game. It's got I love Roddy Piper. It's got his machismo. It's got Conan the Barbarian babes. It's got James Earl Jones Battletoad people. It's got Codpieces controlling the patriarchy, and it's got Farmer Vincent. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna say this is a good movie, but this movie's fucking massively enjoyable for me at least.
All right. Brett, what'd you think of this movie?
So the movie is about amphibious.
Tell me what the movie's about, right? I didn't watch it. Come on.
Amphibious fucklords who are trying to make sex slaves out of our mammalian women.
No, but, that's not the not fucking sex
that
slaves.
They're not sex slaves. They want to eat them.
That makes 2 documentaries that Roddy Piper has been in.
Did you not watch the movie?
Did you not let me get my bit out of the way first?
No.
He's making a joke, sentence? Dude.
Your bit's wrong.
God damn.
There's like layers to it, dude.
Yeah.
Look, layers. Dude, you can't be a sex slave without wanting to be eaten, dude. That's part of how it is, dude.
They were going to fuck them and then eat them. I mean,
I'm into that.
Yeah, and so again.
I mean, usually you're supposed to eat them and then fuck them.
I think that would
be
hard.
That is my only misgiving with that movie. I wanted to see the fucking 3 snake dicks.
Yes!
Dude.
We'll get to that.
Okay, we'll get to it.
The D?
Yeah. D.
And this, okay.
No, you have to say it's snake, so you got to go the SSS.
The obvious thing here is like, you know, Mad Max with frog people and shit and all that. But it ends up like, I started thinking about Fury Road a lot because it has that whole fucking, the female empowerment vibe and all that.
Yeah,
shit.
Dude, yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? So George Miller officially ripped off this fucking frog fucker
frog
movie?
Town.
But Frogger! Yeah. I love that it has frogs. You know, that's enough for me. If you've got frogs,
You're in.
Because I get to go, Frogger!
That's an old joke.
This is a meme from high school with me and George. But before memes existed in the form we speak of them now. But the first, I gotta be honest, the first, what, 45 minutes of this? Before they show the frog, before they get to Frog Town, right? Like, it's pretty rough. It's pretty rough, okay? I think it's pretty rough. But it's nice that, you know, there's chicks getting naked. And Rowdy Roddy Piper You know, he takes his shirt off, and I guess that's supposed to excite me, but I was more excited about the chicks getting naked. And but yeah, when they get to the
everybody though,
when they get to the Frog Town,
who runs Frog Town?
I don't know that fuck's name.
I'm just kidding. Oh, that was a Mad Max joke.
Oh, thanks. No, but yeah, I enjoyed the movie. It's
yeah, you sound like it.
That well, sounded so heartfelt.
I know it's totally it's a strange it. Response to have a lackluster thing, but I'm just like, if they hadn't got to the frog fuckers that look pretty convincing, by the way, they look like amphibious humanoid fuck jobs, and I appreciate that, and I appreciated that one dude who was gonna show him the three prong D or whatever, and he's like. No! You need to do something now!
What do you mean that dude? That was Toadie, motherfucker.
That's Toadie, dude.
Oh, okay, Toadie.
That's the Toadies. That's the band.
When it starts out, like, they're like... in the
Blossom late, Kingdom, dude!
Yeah, is that where they got the name?
The one good song?
Is that where they got
that's
the name?
That's all I know, dude.
I only know one song from the Toadies, dude. It's Blossom Kingdom.
And when they start out with the atomic bomb and all that, it reminded me of a movie that... I don't... Have you seen the movie Threads, Jesse?
No, I've seen it pop. Is that like the British one where it's supposed to be like a real
post-apocalyptic like, thing? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's supposed to be real.
That movie is fucked. You want to watch depressing film, a depressing horror film on Shudder? It's fucking great. But yeah, it made me think of that immediately. But then it went
Go ahead. I made the mistake tonight of watching while I was waiting for you fucktards to get on here.
Yeah.
I made the mistake of just watching Unsolved Mysteries, and I was just getting the new one on Netflix, and I was just getting more and more scared and depressed.
Yes. So I've heard it's depressing too. I just read that it's depressing.
Scared and holy depressed. Dude. Welcome to your mid-30s.
Why is that? There's so many good depressing things to watch. I like that.
Okay, late. Sorry.
Okay, so look, I enjoyed the movie, but even as like a cult classic or a burgeoning cult classic, this is a little lower on the tier for me. Okay. I'm sorry.
Matthew?
I may not be an English major like my friend George here.
There he goes.
So I do not have the words in my limited vocabulary.
You can call that your vernacular.
To fully describe how incredible this movie is.
Okay.
This movie is Big Trouble in Little China
with frogs.
Written for the theater
with frogs.
Yeah.
Frogs from the theater.
Theater frogs.
My nickname growing up was Toadie. So there's the wet sprocket whole thing. Yep.
Toadie the wet
I loved all this movie. I was taking, as Rhett said, I was taking notes for about 45 minutes, and then they got to Frogtown, and then
no note taking stopped. Yeah.
No, then it became like it just washed over me, like yeah. Music. It was
okay.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, here's what I thought about Toadie the Wet Sprocket. So I thought I was watching a porno for 45 minutes with all of the boning taken out, and I kept waiting. I'm like, when are they gonna fuck?
Yep.
When are these people gonna fuck? And they never fucked. And but you know what, dude?
They give you the frogs instead.
They fuck your heart.
The fucking happened in my heart. Yeah. That's really what I want to tell you. I fucking love this movie, yeah. Dude.
Then Roddy Piper
fucked
everything.
It's bonkers, and it's so lovable, and it's so much better. I'm going to say it.
No, don't.
It's so much better than They
RoboCop?
Live.
RoboCop?
Oh, 100,000%, no.
100,000%, dude. Oh, I love this movie way more than They Live. Because it's got frogs, dude.
It does have frogs.
They're both documentaries, and I think yeah, but like, is a better one.
Yo, these frogs don't even eat any flies, dude.
That's true. They don't eat any flies.
That's true.
Eat pussy, dude.
But like, I want to see it, dude.
I wanted to see frog fucking so bad in this movie,
dude.
I was just like, oh, somebody's gonna fuck a frog.
When Roddy Piper was like being seduced by the frog. You know, the one, yeah. The first one. I was like, dude, just fuck the frog. Why are you not fucking this frog? Give it to her and see what it's like to fuck a frog. Are you dumb?
Yeah, squid lips, dude.
Well, the funny thing about this movie, dude, like the chick that was in that costume, like this was like her like farewell to cinema, and this is the movie she chose. She was like a well-established actress, and she's like, this is the movie I want to end my career with. And they put fucking prosthetics on her face for like 4 hours a fucking night.
It's like Moira Rose.
You don't even fucking see her, dude. It's like,
dude, and she was the frog that was a little bit terrifying. Like, when I saw her, I was like, oh, that's really weird. Well, and then it's all like the rest of them were badass.
No, it's like the female gremlin. Like, I was always so afraid of, like, so the female gremlin's pussy when I was a kid. Like, that's all I could think about was, like, oh, my God, she's once going to fuck somebody.
You know what? Gremlin yeah, pussy. It carried that allure when you're a little kid of, like, you're coming out of girls being like, no, I don't want to mess with girls. You're coming into, like, it's introducing you to, like, early puberty through the gremlin. Wait, what were you saying?
You ever just want to fuck a gremlin and a frog at the same time?
I mean, like, okay. You gotta fuck one, you gotta marry one. The frog female in this movie and the female gremlin.
Wait.
Fuck one.
Wait, who are we killing?
Okay, no, kill any
because there's only two.
I'm gonna marry the female frog. I'm gonna marry the female frog because I think she's less likely to kill me as quickly.
Yeah, right.
The other gremlin bitch, like, she'd be a good fuck, and then she's gonna kill you when you're in the middle of orgasm.
Gremlin bitch had fucking luscious ass, like, fucking dick sucking lips.
She did. Wow. Huge.
I'll fuck the spider gremlin instead. What do you think of that?
Wow.
I mean, have you seen the size of the eggs she lays? Like,
where do you actually
hot dog down a hallway?
I don't know. In the abdomen?
In the thorax?
In the motherfucking thorax. I think only insects have a thorax. They have three parts of their body, whereas arachnids have two. I think I'm right.
I'm pretty sure he's right.
I'm sure he's right.
I don't know. I don't know how. Well, first of all, it's 5 years. Roddy Piper has been dead. R.I.P. Roddy.
R.I.P.
And I feel like that dude is so fucking charismatic in everything I've ever seen him in. Like, I'm not like a wrestling guy today, but like late 80s, early 90s was like my wrestling phase. So I fucking love Roddy Piper. I got like this sweet spot in my heart for him. And this movie's crazy because the movie is so like outlandish in all of its plots and everything, but Roddy Piper just always plays it kind of like straight. Like, there's jokes in there, but everything is played 100% straight.
That is weird because, like, it's just Roddy Piper in a world where there's frogs, like humanoid frogs.
I mean, it's there's more to it than it's like post-apocalyptic. And
yeah, but it's almost like he doesn't care about the frogs. Like, he shows up to Frog Town and it's like, well, yeah, you know, these mutants.
He knows about any port in a storm. Like, he's notorious for spreading his...
he doesn't want to fuck a frog.
It's like...
Well, because he's got to love him, dude. If he loved that frog.
Thank you. I'm experiencing the movie with, like, Roddy Piper, like, for the first time. Like, he's seeing frogs for the first time. You know, he's drinking beer for the first time. It's fucking awesome. And Rory Calhoun, I don't know if you guys know anything about Rory Calhoun. He's the old dude from Motel Hell.
Yeah.
So that guy has, like... That if you look into that guy's like movie history and just like you can Wikipedia and shit, like he had a fucking I've read his autobiography. He had like a pretty interesting like upbringing. By like all accounts, Rory Calhoun should have been like the next Henry Lee Lucas because his parents just beat the living shit out of him, and he ended up like running off and becoming like a career criminal and fighting and carjacking. And then one day he was like riding this horse that he stole through like the Beverly Hills, and it was like really fucking hot that day, so he took his shirt off, and as he was riding his horse with his shirt off, his chest was like glistening. It was making like a little like flashing light, and some guy noticed him, and he's like, holy fucking shit, I want this guy to fuck my wife. So he calls the guy over and he wants to watch Rory Calhoun fuck his wife. And then the next thing you know, the woman he fucks was like a casting director, and then he started to be in movies with like Marilyn Monroe and all this crazy shit. But then towards the end of his life, he started to be in like weird one-off horror movies like Motel Hell, and then he picked up fucking Hell Comes to Frogtown.
So his career was based off of a cuckold.
Dude, he was the fucking he wanted to fuck everyone's wife, and he was totally down to fuck anyone's wife at any time.
Yeah.
So he really believed in this script then.
He really believed in fucking other men's wives.
Yeah, he read the script. He's frogs. Like, fuck yeah.
He's the old dude that plays Looney Tunes. Like, he just seems like such a seasoned actor in this fucking movie. Like, that does not belong.
See, that's where I'm different than you guys ideologically. I think we should just keep it simple and fuck the horse. And then leave, yeah. leave all this other shit out.
Leave the frogs alone and fuck the horse.
Just that horse.
Dude, but you could never fuck a horse because a horse's fucking asshole muscles are probably so strong they would just fucking dismember your
dick. Snap your dick off, yeah.
And you would need a ladder and then they would like kick you as soon as you got up on that ladder. Is there you any, have to let the horse fuck
Is there any actual porn stars in this movie?
I would, you know what?
I would wager that they all are.
Yeah, I don't know if there's porn stars we'd know by name, but I'd be shocked if one or all of them had never been in an actual porn film.
No, so the blonde chick that looks like Iggy Pop, that's really like tan.
Yep.
She's in Conan the Barbarian.
Spangle.
She's the one that, yeah, she fucks Arnold Schwarzenegger in like, at some point in the movie.
You know what's funny about her? Her name is Spangle, and the actress's name is Sandal.
That's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Don't hit me.
He's trying to But that me. That chick that don't looks like me. Robert Palmer, like a Robert Palmer bitch, she's fucking...
Whoa, yeah.
She was,
yeah.
dude, with the hair slicked back.
Yeah, what's her man. Name? Yeah. Fucking Cicerone.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god, dude. I was like, why Cinderella. Can't I see some action? Why she should have just been the lead, dude.
Yeah. No, but like I liked that she was the strong silent type. She didn't say much. And when she did, it was always like some kind of goofy one-liner like eat dirt or eat lead.
Well, and yeah, also true. And also the fact that she wanted to get down.
She was down right away. She's like, bro, just shut up. I just want to see how
the
fucking
other
just
like you're out of uniform.
I'm not going to worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no matter how. No matter how I struggle and strive, never get out of this world alive.
This is Blue Balls, the movie.
Okay. Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Roddy Piper, Spangle, or Sentinella.
Ooh. Kill Spangle, fuck Roddy Piper, marry Sentinella because then I can fuck her multiple times.
Oh, see, me and Matt are on the same page with that
Boom.
One. That's fucking
self-high five.
Yeah, dude. I want to have sex with her every fucking night. Yeah.
I'm going to kill the dude, fuck the other chick, and marry the hotter one. So I'm going to kill the dude.
Everybody's on the same page.
Except yeah, but he talked about yeah, fucking Roddy yeah, Piper.
Matt wants to fuck Roddy Piper.
Just because he's Roddy Piper, I get it, but you know.
No, also, I look like I would probably...
Even the dog has had enough of your shit,
I would probably cut myself on those hip bones of Spangle. Very skinny she is. I don't like that. Roddy Piper at least has a little bit of meat on his bones. You know, he seems like he'd be a fun
Roddy
time.
Piper would probably fuck really well.
Although Spangle says she was trained in seductive arts, she's not very seductive.
No, she's not.
And you know?
Spangle looks like a porn star by the name of Kathy Jones. And if you want to watch an awesome porn that Kathy Jones is in, go on the fucking goddamn Google and type in Kathy Jones Prune Brothers, and you will have a good time. That's who she looks like, Iggy Pop.
George is
looks
on
like
it
a grandma.
Now.
Kathy Jones Prune Brother.
Oh my God.
I did like her oversized fucking glasses though. Those were my glasses.
I gotta see this too. It's a video. Hold on. Prune juice.
Also, I want to know if like the norm in this movie is like Roddy Piper's walking around with a loincloth over his jeans. I fucking love that look, dude. I want
to
start
bringing it up. It's supposed to be like his kilt from his WWF gimmick.
Yeah, but over fucking denim, bro. It's fucking awesome.
Hell yeah. What is this woman doing? What are we watching?
I don't want to watch this.
They're over here. This is our podcast.
This is weird.
Jesse.
This is weird. This is weird. I'm not watching it.
I'll tell you what Prune Brothers is real quick. Prune Brothers is about this porn star who looks like Iggy Pop's grandmom.
Yep.
And she has to take a shit. And so she looks in her refrigerator, and there's no more prune juice. So then she calls the Prune Brothers over, and they have sex with her butthole, and they tell her the whole time how hard the poop feels in her butt.
This man is an expert, dude. You hear that?
You know what, dude? We talk about cake farts. This guy's on another level.
Yeah, I thought, Prune Brothers. Wow. Dude, these Prune Brothers
California
are dressed like
milk
delivery men. They got white button-down long-sleeve shirts, little black bow tie. Oh my God, there's like shit all over the bottom of his
Jesus
white T-shirt.
Christ. Did we expect anything else other than this?
No, that's why. That's why I googled it immediately.
No, I mean when Jesse coming in on this episode.
Yeah, no, that's why I googled it immediately.
And this movie. Oh shit! No, I honestly, I think this movie is really fun. There's a whole. There's a whole lot of fun going on here.
That's what she
said. Yeah, I feel like you have to see this movie. You have to see this movie with like child eyes. You need to watch it with like a sense of discovery and like wonderment, because I just picture my little old self, you know, sitting there watching it, getting hard to frogs and like the Robert Palmer bitch. I love
it. I'm not going to lie, dude. I'd fuck that frog.
That dude, this toady guy.
Which one?
Do you remember where he's all, dance for me. Dance for me exactly. Or die.
He's into it, dude.
Yeah. I'm telling you. So like, until they got, like Rhett said, until they got to Frogtown, everything was whatever. But when they got to Frogtown and the guys in the frog suit started going, they were yelling their lines and it felt so exaggerated that it could have been like a stage production.
Well, that's probably the only time way you could hear them yelling their lines.
I mean, they could have done ADR for like a lot of that stuff.
But nah.
But like,
I think it worked out for the best.
It did. Funny, fuck yeah, it did.
Like, no!
Dude, like, that guy, what was the fucking first guy's name? Bull? Was that his name?
Sure.
Oh, Bullfrog. Dude. I just got that.
Yo, Bull.
Damn, that is Bullfrog.
That's the kind of movie we're watching. I didn't think about it either. It's too in front of my face.
Yeah, like, right? Oh, Bull. It was a softball. It's like, okay, his name is Bull, but...
If you have to pick somebody to like, so if you're like, if you have to think to in today's world, who you have to pick to like recolonize a dying planet with like super cum, who is the guy?
Me.
Duh. Excluding yourself, bro. Wait a minute. Okay, I gotta think of one.
I would say
who's the
I would what's say that Red, kid's name but that then like imagine all the shitty movies that would come out like 20 years later.
What's that kid's name that's in the new Dune movie that every fucking
Timothy Chalamet. I don't hate him.
I just want to shallow shoot everywhere.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Did you guys notice the Red cameo at 4905?
No, I didn't get to see it.
What fucking Red cameo? That's great. You guys really You're really hyping me up tonight.
Here, let me play.
John Ritter, fucking.
Is there somebody that just screeches?
Let me. Oh, do I have to rent this movie again? I'm not going to rent this movie again.
Did y'all ever watch?
So you didn't, right? You didn't even try to dig like deep on the movie or anything.
I did. No, I was going to say, do you guys see that's like a metaphor for like how we're not we're supposed to be gentlemen, but we're supposed to like, you know, be ready to fuck. It's like you're gonna throw down and fuck me or not, or it's like, oh, what the fuck, you're a creeper. It's like, damn, dude, you know which one do you
want?
Yeah,
but what about like at the end when like Roddy Piper weaponized his trauma, dude, and he got the rocket launcher and he tried to fucking shoot it, but then nothing came out, so he was like really shooting blanks. Dude.
Yeah, he's got him.
Dang, you just outret Rhett, dude.
Well, it's kind of like too when he comes out and he's like, eat lead, froggies.
I
like
Yo, can that. We can we replace no, Rhett not- with low rent Rhett?
Who is it?
Jesse.
Oh, come on.
I rent this place for double cheap, man. Double cheap.
No, I'm glad you brought up the thematic stuff because I do like that shit. But it's pretty overt in this, right? I mean.
Yeah, but like, how do you think the ending? Like, so if I'm watching this movie and I'm taking this movie for what it's trying to tell me, okay? What the moral of this story for me is that like women like to be controlled by men. So next Valentine's Day, I should choke my wife a little bit so she knows that I control the oxygen in the relationship. You know.
Well, see, so you do control the oxygen, but then like in return, she's down to let you just squax a bunch of random chicks.
All right. Yeah.
And she lets you go raw too.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
It's a power switch dynamic. Like sometimes he's dumb, but like. You know, it's kind of like Big Trouble in Little China in the sense where people think it's the story of Jack, but it's not the story of Jack. It's the story of Wang. So you think that Roddy Piper is really in control, but he's not. That's why Spangle's always wearing pants, except for when she's only wearing underwear.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Well, we always knew that Roddy Piper wasn't in control, dude, because he has a penis, dude. That's who's really true. In
All
right.
And,
he has
and,
a penis.
It's government property. It's government
here's
property.
Here's Rhett's cameo and Hell Comes to Frogtown.
it sounds identical.
That is me. That's Hadron Collider shit right there again.
The director, I mean, like Matt, you're a hardcore fucking
shit.
Yes, oh, yes, I am.
We have to fucking isolate that and make all sorts of shit out of it. We need your help with social media stuff. Jesse, we need help with that. How do you do that?
Where do you get those
it
wonderful toys?
It does sound
toys?
Like you do.
Oh, my face hurts. Shit.
See, when you said that, I'm like, what, do they show like a frog dick or what? But no.
That is the misgiving of this movie, dude. They had to show it. Yeah, you can't just fucking tease me.
I thought I was watching like a TV cut or something, and I was like, well, that's kind of bullshit. Like, I want to see frog dick.
Like, yeah, it's like Skinamax, you know?
Yeah, because when they alluded to it, I'm like, oh, that's that guy's got three dicks. I'm in. And then nothing. I don't know what I expect him to look like tadpoles or something, but George is dead.
I'm dying, man.
Wait a minute. I liked your question earlier about who would you have repopulate the planet.
Oh, fuck.
All right.
Oh, yes. Let's go back to that.
Please, no, seriously, because I think that's a good exercise. Matt, you got anybody? Who would you want?
Kurt Me? Russell or The Rock.
Okay, Kurt Russell or The Rock.
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Jesse?
I would put Antonio Banderas and Michael Fassbender's jizz into like an incubator.
Oh.
And then what would get spit out would be like a brown-skinned Brad Pitt, and I'd call it Bradtonio Pittbender.
So clear.
And it would be like a brown Dr.
He's
Manhattan
thought of this.
With like,
you
with
did
like
your
huge
homework.
Balls. And it would be like the balls would have like sperm on it, like underwater, and the sperm would swim off of his balls to impregnate people.
Wow. I would pick David Byrne.
Who is David Byrne?
It would be a world of David Byrne's
is
just
the
looking
guy from
autistic
Disturbed?
All the time.
Yeah.
Making, yeah. Yeah. It's the guy from Talking Heads.
I imagine he can get women pregnant by just like his balls standing close enough to their vagina. Oh, like,
fuck yeah, David
he's
Byrne.
He's coming
fuck
inside.
Yeah.
He's like, how did I get here?
I would pick someone like Crispin Glover or David Byrne, you know?
Crispin Glover is like a huge dick, so why would you pick somebody who's a huge dick?
Well,
Crispin Glover probably doesn't honestly like penetration sex. He probably like only wants like shit done to him. Like
he just wants
violently.
A hand job with a
why would
latex
you pick,
glove.
He What's only, wrong? Wait a minute.
He only wants an over-the-jeans dry hump.
Yeah, no lube.
I've heard about Crispin Glover being a dick before, right? What? So what?
Dude, if you really want to piss off Crispin Glover, take something from a Friday the 13th movie he wasn't in to be signed by him, and he'll like chew you out.
I'd be pissed too because he's in the fucking best of the series, and he's not in
part five.
He's in part four. Oh my god! Just because part five has a motherfucker die in the shitter doesn't mean it's the best.
Everything about part five is better than part
except
four.
That Jason's not even in it.
Hey,
how about that?
It's subversion, dude.
Oh my god! I can't believe Matt. Like part five, the best.
Part five is the best, hands down.
I mean, part five, Friday the 13th is fucking awesome, but part four is also fucking awesome. So it's hard for me to decide. But part five, they tried to break out of the mold, but they kept it at the same time. They kept it Friday the 13th. Yeah. It's like fucking Halloween three, dude. Halloween three, they tried to keep it fucking Halloween, but then they tried to do something different. All the fucking nerds got mad because it wasn't Michael Myers. But that movie is special. Watch that shit.
No, I can see Season of the Witch. Yeah, I mean it's. No, I could see that, and it's aged well. Yeah, I just
five
like,
is transcendent.
I like part four. I love part four. Honestly.
I love all of them, obviously.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Halloween four is legit. Halloween five is fucking trash, dude. That's when fucking Michael Myers looks like Nick Cage. Like they did this weird fucking thing with his mask and hairline, where it looks like they molded his face off of Nicolas Cage. It's terrible.
Just to clarify, I meant I love Friday the 13th Part 4, but yeah. Cool.
Jesus.
Cool.
Oh yeah.
Christ. Oh god. Oh, I'm yawning. Fuck.
Jorge, you can't fucking yawn.
I've got the yawning Gogolax, dude.
That's not good.
So you guys need to watch his other like roller skating movies because he started doing this thing with like movies. The guy who directed this movie, rather, where he like did this bullshit called quote unquote Zen filmmaking is what he calls it. And it's like guerrilla style filmmaking.
That's what I'm talking
about. So Donald Jackson, he was basically like a freedom fighter and he was trying to break out of like the shackles of conformity from the fucking from Hollywood.
From
and
the
he
studio would just, system.
Basically, he would make movies, but he would just make up the scenes as he went, and then that's what those rollerblade movies are. It's just like stream of consciousness filmmaking.
It's freeform jazz with rollerblades.
There's so many of them, dude. There's one that just came out called Ghost of El Chupacabra.
Yeah, I mean, you could just
Chupacabra on rollerblades.
You're cutting out the middleman. You're just filming stuff. Like
he's got a film called Aliens on Crack.
So he's harnessing the power of the moment. He's
Legend
he's
of the Dead Boys.
He's improvising.
See, you don't like that when Fred Vogel does it in August Underground.
Dude, if you want to watch a fucking like guerrilla warfare style movie, watch Deadbeat at Dawn. especially Matt, dude, you would fucking love Deadbeat at Dawn. It's just
Dawn.
What about some?
It's just gore, dude.
Werner Herzog,
just gore for
shit,
gore's
dude.
Sake, and it's fucking fun.
Yeah. All right, well, that's Hell Comes to Frogtown. Holy crap. We didn't talk about it at all, but there's frogs, and there's no frog fucking. In fact, there's no fucking.
For the listener, it is available for free on Tubi. Did you see that?
It's also on Shudder, but our fucking Shudder account is acting up again, so we couldn't watch it on there.
That's also true.
It's fucking.
It's also free
if there's
on
good,
Tubi.
If there's one good thing that's going to come from all this bullshit that everybody's dealing with,
it's
right
me.
Now in their lives. No. It's like, you know, in the 80s, it was like a super volatile time and you had all these fucking weird ass movies come out, you know, like just like we already talked about it, but like hundreds of fucking thousands of goddamn weird movies you've never seen before.
Yeah.
Maybe a little kid will be inspired to pick up a phone and make a movie about frog people.
Or maybe a bunch of fuck jobs will be inspired to do a remote recording from opposite sides of the fucking country. And talk about some fucking humanoid frogs and trying to...
We did it!
We did do that.
That's this cool. Movie was actually made with the hopes of spawning a franchise. And they did a sequel, and then they actually did something in like 2006.
I could see that in there, meaning like, yeah, they were trying to do like world building.
All right, so the sequel has Robert Zadar in it. So if you don't know who Robert Zadar is, just look it up real quick. But he has like cherubism. And his face looks like an inflated raft. It's all fucked up. It's just like it's a puffy as shit.
Dude. He died like 2 or 3 years ago, right?
Yeah. He was Maniac Cop.
He was like the kickoff to like all of those celebrities dying.
We should do Maniac like Cop flies. 1 and 2 right
I'm
now.
I'm in. I'm super in.
Are you
right
now?
This is my last 2 cents on fucking this movie. If you like Hell Comes to Frogtown, you should watch Adventures in the Forbidden Zone because it has Molly Ringwald. It has Michael Ironside, and it has Ernie Hudson in it.
What do you think of Buckaroo Banzai?
Dude, you know what? I haven't watched Buckaroo Banzai in a long time. Isn't that Peter Weller?
Yeah,
I haven't watched it in a good while, dude, but I do remember getting a little chub in the nub on
that. I want to revisit that one. You said, because I've heard of the one you're talking about with Molly Ringwald, and for some reason, maybe I saw them like on the shelf together, like at fucking Blockbuster when I was a kid.
It's one of those like 80s mindfuckery movies where you're watching it the whole time and you're like, why were all these people in this movie and where the fuck did they get the money to make all these things?
For sure.
But like that movie I mentioned is more like a Star Wars wannabe mixed with like Mad Max.
I'm down with that though. That sounds pretty good.
Wait, you guys were talking earlier about this is low budget. What do you think the budget for this is, Rhett?
It's gotta be like 50 frog buttholes.
This is 88, so I'd say
five lilies.
I'd say this is less than $1 million, but I don't know what they needed to pay Rowdy Piper. So fuck, man. I don't know what his going rate was. I'm gonna say $1 million. They had frog costumes. That's a pretty penny,
they
right
got,
there.
They got decent frog costumes, so yeah, I'm at $1 million.
Jesse?
I already know how much it costs.
This motherfucker.
I'll just say there's conflicting bullshit on that. So if you go into Google and you type in how much it costs, it's going to tell you $7 million.
$7 million. That's what I saw.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what the room cost. That's pretty tight.
But I have this on fucking DVD, and I have like the Blu-ray, like the extras on it, and shit like that. And for whatever reason, when they dude started making this movie, they gave him a budget of $100,000, right? So the fucking he got a special effects guy. The special effects guy did all the special effects for like $15,000, and then I guess he got like he made a documentary about like wrestling or something like that, like Please Hurt Me or something like that, or I Like to Be Hurt, and it made like he made it for like $1,000, and it made like some crazy amount of money in the box office. So then he got this huge surge of money in the tail end to make the movie. But I don't know where that money went, dude. I think it just went to his pocket.
It's all frog dicks, dude.
I think the movie was already made, and he's like, cool, I'll just pay my rent for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it can't be the frog dicks because they didn't even deliver on the frog dicks.
I bet.
And the effects
you know
were
it's
done
kind of like Hitchcock,
like
though. He didn't
grand.
Show you the dick. That means you fill in that with your imagination is always going to do a better job.
Yeah,
than
it's like Rose. It's like
dick.
Rosebud.
Oh, so the hole in my brain was filled in.
They don't
want to
show you the actual.
Because it's kind of like if I say, don't think of a pink elephant. It's immediately.
I mean,
you're
I'm gonna leave it to Matt.
Immediately,
Matt's
I'm
gotta,
thinking a frog dick.
Right.
Matt's got to get on Twitter and he's got to start demanding for the director's cut of fucking Hell Comes to Frogtown, where we see the frog dick.
Give me
frog
dicks.
Yeah.
Give us the frog dicks.
Give us the frog dicks, man.
It's my frog dick and I want it now.
No justice. No peace.
No frog dick.
Justice, no frog dick.
Wow. Sorry.
What do we want? Frog dicks. What do we want them?
Now.
Now.
Yeah, in 1988 when this movie came out.
All right. Well, that's the Who Goes There podcast for Hell Comes to Frogtown. I highly recommend it.
Same.
Get stoned or drunk and watch it. Sure.
I watched it stone sober, and it was amazing.
Well,
I've talked enough for this episode. I'm sorry.
No, you haven't talked enough.
You're great.
All right, what are we watching next week, homies?
No, no, Red's got some stuff he wants to watch.
Some probably lame shit. Cool.
It's not St. Maud.
Neither of them have seen From Beyond, Jesse. What do you think of that?
Oh, my God. Oh, Matt.
Matt will love
it. You would fucking love From Beyond, dude. I'm telling you right now.
And he hasn't seen Altered States, but I don't think he'd love that one as much as From Beyond, of course. But yeah.
Yeah, but the special effects are fucking so good in From Beyond, and it's got fucking bitches in lingerie.
Yep. I'm trying to tell you. You would like that one. It's not Dead Ringers.
It's got this dude that looks like he's from Society, so that's cool.
Oh, I've heard good things though about Relic that just came out. There's one called Yummy that came out.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
You know what else is yummy? My pussy.
Why doesn't anybody want to?
I love Jorge desperately trying to end the episode.
I'm trying.
That's what he does.
Not letting him go.
We're like, there's conversation to be had.
Yeah. Well, that's it. We're done, Jesse. Everybody who listens to us probably listens to you, but please shout out your shit, homie.
Definitely.
Say Love Same Podcast, where you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening, guys. I'm sorry, but I love everybody on here, and these guys are awesome. It was cool to be on here. I appreciate it, guys. I still listen to
Fuck yes, homie. You, thank you.
It was a pleasure, man.
All right. That's us for 268.
Seven?
67? 267. Who cares? Who knows? I don't care. It's dumb.
He just wants to drink and go to bed.
I want to go to bed. Hot dog time.
Hot dog time.
Frog dick time.
Yeah. Frog dick time.
Ooh, you got to get her to dance and wake the triple snake, the three snakes.
I only have half a snake, dude.
Oh, borrow 2.5 of Rhett's.
All right, idiots. That's it. We're done. Fuck off. We hate you.
Bye.